Detective Foreman. Today's date is October 13, 2001. I'm here speaking with It is approximately 8:40 in the evening. What is your date of birth? And
this was
and your phone number. And what school do you go to?
Thousand Oaks High School.
Okay, and so you're 15 years old?
Yes, sir.
And what? Hold on. How tall are you? Okay, brown hair, brown eyes?
Yeah.
Okay, and what are your parents' names? Live here?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and so are you a junior?
Yeah, I'm a freshman.
No, I mean, in your name.
Yeah.
You have the same name as your dad?
Yeah.
So you're the second?
Yeah.
Okay. And your mom's name? How do you spell that?
How do you spell my mom's name? Yeah, but how do you spell it?
Okay.
Yeah, that's
cool. Okay. But she also lost. Okay. And where are your parents right now?
They're at our little boys' yard party at Oxnard.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, what I'd like you to do is, prior to what happened here today, if you can tell me what you were doing and then. Once it happened, tell me what you did and what you saw and go from there.
Okay, so I was just sitting down, laying on the floor right there, watching my movie Hannibal Lecter, and got to like a scary scene, and all of a sudden I hear like 5 gunshots and like a police car pass by, and I went outside to see what happened, and there's these cops, like at least 8 or 5 around there. Like pointing their guns at a guy with a turquoise shirt and telling him to drop the weapon and get down, and he just started like wandering around and stuff, and I got scared. I'm like, well, I went inside to get my sister. She came outside, and she was all like, was like, what's happening? And we stayed out there for like 2 or 3 minutes, and she told me to get inside. We went inside and we heard like gunshots, and we went back outside, and these cops just started coming over here and telling us that if we saw anything. I just want to know, because I guess I didn't see like him getting shot, so I really didn't count as that at seeing it, so.
Okay. All right, well, let's go to the point where you're sitting in here watching TV.
Yeah.
And you said you heard a police car?
Like 5 gunshots and then a police car passed by.
Okay.
And I'm like, whoa, what's that? And I went outside, and I see the cops just pointing the gun and getting the little batons and not beating, but striking them or trying to hit him in the hand and drop his weapon or something. But I think it was the guy with, like, a helmet on.
Which guy had a helmet?
I think it was a motorcycle cop.
Oh, okay. He was the one that...
I think so.
Okay. Where was this at?
It was across the street at my friend's.
And where's located?
It's It's like two houses down. That's Montgomery and Flores, I think, on the right side if you're going up Montgomery.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Across Montgomery from you? Okay. And where was this, we're at? I mean, at their house, yeah, or whereabouts?
Well, I saw it like on the front door.
Okay.
And he tried to go through the back. I think he did go in the back and then he came back out.
Who's he?
My neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't really know his name. All I know is he looks like the guy from The Shining, the movie.
Okay, and that's the guy that was wearing it in the turquoise?
Yeah, and he started making his way back over here, and my sister told him to get inside, because she thought she was going to come after us or something. And we went inside, and I guess maybe 30 seconds after that, we heard, gunfire and stuff, and we just just stood there. My sister dropped to the floor, and I'm like, whoa, like that.
Okay.
And so we just went outside to see what happened, and my neighbor told me that, they capped him, eight times or something like that.
Okay, did you hear anything before there were gunfire?
Yes, drop your weapons, sir. You're going to get shot, sir. We don't want to do this. And please drop your weapon. This was from every single police officer that was out there.
How do you know that?
Because every single one was moving their lips.
Okay.
I couldn't see the one with the helmet's lips because it was facing that way.
Okay. So you're telling him to drop his weapon?
Yeah, really yelling it out they really didn't want to do it and ended up like that.
Okay. And what was he doing?
He was he looked like he had a lot of anger in him, I don't know, I think he was just trying to go back into his house and just stay in there for a while.
Okay.
Didn't go that way.
And what, you said he was wearing a turquoise shirt, what else?
I think beige shorts, beige cargo shorts.
Anything else?
It was a button-up turquoise shirt.
Okay. Alright. And when you first heard the shots and went outside,
uh-huh.
You said they were all over the house.
Yeah.
Okay. And you mentioned something about a motor officer.
Yeah,
what'd he do?
He was just he was just trying to knock the weapon out of his hand, but it didn't work.
What was the weapon?
I think it was like a butter knife.
A butter knife?
Yeah, like one of those knives you use to spread stuff on like bread or something.
Okay, what color was the knife?
I think silver.
How big?
Maybe the blade might have been 4 inches and the handle might have been another three, so I guess seven.
So, a butter knife, would that be?
Like a kitchen knife. But not like to cut meat and stuff, just something you can spread margarine or
not the sharp one.
Not the sharp one.
Okay.
It kind of looked like it had blood on it though.
Where at?
I saw it in his hand, and when everything was over, I saw the police officers pick it up with like in the middle of the lawn, and it was sort of red, and they put it in a paper bag.
And did he ever say anything?
I don't recall hearing anything from him.
Okay. But you did recall the officers were yelling. And it was drop your weapon and...
Pretty much pleading for him, pleading for him to drop his weapon so he could make it easier for them.
Okay. He said something about, they said they don't want to shoot him or what was that?
We don't want to do this.
That's what they yelled out?
Yes, sir.
And then what happened?
When me and my sister went inside, we heard the gunshots. My sister dropped to the floor, started crying, and I was just shocked.
Okay, and then you went back outside?
We went back outside, and my neighbor, Steve, told me that they shot him at least like 18 times, and he hit the floor.
Okay, but... You don't know that. You just...
No, I just heard the shots. I just heard the shots.
And the first time you said there were about... How many shots?
Five, six.
And then the second time...
Probably like around like 16 or 18. Because there was like around 8 cops. Something like that. And all of them must have shot at least 5. So. Around that time.
Okay, do you think you can count 18 or you just think you heard a lot of shots?
I guess I just counted. I estimated.
Okay. Now, this guy you said is your neighbor.
Yes.
What is his name?
I don't know. I know his daughter. And he's like friendly. I've only seen them like fight, like they fight like a lot of times, but I hear it at their house when I like pass by to go to the park.
Okay, and who's they?
The neighbors, the wife and the guy that lives there.
Okay.
And, I don't really like, it's none of my business, so I just mind my own business and just keep walking and... Well, at least I think I've heard them since like a few years that they lived here. I think I've heard them fight at least 7 or 5 times. Well, the first time I was like in the backyard and I start hearing like you're horrible from the lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, and the guy like just looking down and walking towards the house. And that was the first time I heard him fight, and the rest of the time it was just like yelling.
Yeah, what were they yelling?
I was like, you're not worth anything, you effing loser.
And who's saying this?
Your mom.
The lady?
Yeah, and the guy just like goes back inside, and he's like, you hear like, I think yelling or something like that.
Who's yelling?
I don't have no idea. But they have like a little girl, not a little girl, but like, she's like 15 or 14.
Do you know her?
I think her name is She goes to my school, she's on the track team.
Okay, have you ever talked with her?
Sometimes, when I see her in the halls, I say hi.
Okay, have you ever talked to her about her parents or anything?
No,
she used to talk to you?
No, sometimes I do, but it's none of my business. I don't want to make her feel bad about it.
Okay. And of these fights that you've heard, anyone ever get hurt?
I don't know. It's inside. I can't see anything because they have like dormant in there. The only thing that's open is like the front door and the rest are like little shutter things.
Okay.
So it's kind of hard to see inside.
Okay. Have you ever seen anybody, any physical at all? Anyone ever hit the other person or anything? Okay.
Sometimes a girl goes to school like depressed. And they can be caused by like parents fighting. And they get, you fight too much and they get depressed and they think it's their fault.
Okay. Yeah, well, it could be caused by other things too, not even dealing with their parents.
Yeah.
Or it could be something at school or.
Yeah, but she's like, she has like a lot of friends. She's like not dumb. Everyone minds their own business, not to you. Yeah, if you're like on the football team, the seniors mess with you, but that's just like football though. That's how they show their expressions and stuff.
Okay. But other than hearing them argue 5 to 7 times, you've never actually seen one hit the other or anything like that?
No, both of them are really friendly, even the daughter. They're like, when they're outside and they're like, when they're talking to people and stuff, they're really friendly, but then like, they're inside and it's a whole different story.
Okay. Alright, have you ever seen either of them with like, maybe bruises or injuries? No? Okay. Alright. Is there anything else you can think of that you saw or that might come to mind that I haven't asked you or something that might have stuck in your mind that you remember?
I think I saw the guy throw the knife at a cop or something like that.
You think you did?
I think I did, because I saw something like shiny fly in.
And where was that?
Like at the doorway next door. Like, right at the doorway, I saw him do this, and from there, all hell broke loose.
But that was at the neighbors across the street?
Yeah.
Okay, and what did they do when you thought you saw him throw something?
I don't know. They just followed him over. I mean, he still had something in his hand, so I guess he had two.
Okay. Alright. And where were you? Standing.
I was at the red car, the Nova right there.
Standing behind it or in front of it?
Behind it, like sort of like hiding in case you like shoot.
And where was your sister?
My sister was like back way more, a little more like, I guess, a feet, like 5 or 10 yards.
Okay. Closer to your front door?
Yeah,
or?
Close to the front door.
Okay. Alright. Okay. You said you noticed all of the officers' lips moving, so that's why you thought they were all saying something?
Yeah.
Okay, and why they were saying this, what was your neighbor doing, the suspect, what was he doing?
He was just like, he looked like he had a lot of anger inside, and he like, looked like he was like, he's like insane, like not like, he didn't know what he was doing, because he looked like scaring.
Okay, what did he say?
He didn't say anything, I didn't think he said anything.
Okay.
The only time I saw his face is when he was moving towards us. And I'm like, Grisa, oh my God, it's our neighbor. And he's like, what? And she told us to get inside because she saw him walking towards us.
Okay, so when you went inside, where were they? Where was your neighbor and where were the police?
They were like in the middle of the street.
Okay. And that's what time you went into your...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then once you went in the house, what'd you hear? Or how long before you heard the...
I just heard like the officers yelling like louder.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I knew they were closer. They were just like yelling louder, and then after that, it was like bam, 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 bam.
Okay. Now, if he was all the way across the street walking, how good could you see his face?
Enough to recognize it was him.
Okay. And he said that he had anger on his face?
Yeah, he had like He didn't, it didn't look like he was, because he looked way different than when he says hi to us and stuff.
Okay. Did you notice anything else about him?
I think he was bleeding.
Where at?
Like right here.
Okay, you're pointing to your stomach.
Yeah,
whereabouts?
I guess like in between like the leg and the stomach around there.
Okay, on which side?
He was walking this way on this side.
Okay, so on his...
On his left.
His left side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the blood was where?
In between like the leg right here, the thighs, and like the belly button right here, like
okay.
That.
Was it on his shirt, on his pants?
I think it was on his shirt.
Shirt. Okay, and was the shirt tucked in or untucked?
I think it was tucked in.
So if it was tucked in, then the blood would have been above his waist.
I think so.
Okay, so it wouldn't have been down on his leg like you were saying, like you were pointing to right now.
I guess. If it was tucked in.
Well, think back. If you want to close, sometimes it's easier to close your eyes. You can kind of visualize what you saw and see if that helps.
I think your shirt was messed up. Like it was tucked in, but it was like sort of like retarded, and like half of it was in, half of it was out, so it was like...
So you're saying part was tucked, part was untucked? Okay.
Yeah.
And so which part had the blood on it?
The left side, like right here.
Tucked or untucked part?
No, I just saw like belly.
That's okay.
I just saw like a beer belly, so, and then I saw like blood on the side.
Okay. Alright. And what did you see in his hand?
I saw like a kitchen knife.
And which hand was that in?
I don't remember. When he was at his house, he had it on his right. I think he like switched it or something like that. Cause when he was walking, he had it like this, and he had one hand like sort of like in a fist, and the other one was with the match in his hand.
Okay, so you're holding up
the right.
Okay, so the right hand had a knife.
Yeah.
And what color was the knife?
I think silver.
Okay, how skinny, fat?
Guess like, I don't know, it was pretty thin.
Okay.
Probably like the pen you have. Something like that.
Well, that's really thin.
Yeah. I think like the handle's like that, and it gets thinner.
Okay. And you had originally called it, as you said, like a butter knife?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. Okay. Anything else come to mind at all?
No, that's it.
Alright. Thank you. Conclude this interview at 9 o'clock.
You're welcome.